praise our Lord. We could worship him and listen to his words here together today. We have just read Matthew 14, verse 22 to 33. I believe you are very familiar with this story. These scriptures tell us a story of the disciples of Jesus going from one side of the Sea of Galilee to another side. If it is easy to understand this story, but there are still a lot of questions we can think about. Today we are going to divide this story into three parts, and we are going to look into these three parts one by one and try to find out what kind of spiritual lessons we can learn from this story. The first part is from verse 22 to 25. It is about what happened to these disciples before Jesus showed up to them on the sea. The second part is from verse 25 to 31. That is about these disciples' performance and dialogues when Jesus showed up to them. And the third part is from verse 22 to 23. That is about these disciples' reaction after the storm is over. So now let's look at the first part first. In the first part, the Bible tells us Jesus made the disciple get into the boat and go from one side of the sea to the other side. However, Jesus went to pray by himself, so he did not go with these disciples. Because he did not go with the disciples, and then some trouble happened. What kind of trouble? The Bible tells us in the evening, when the evening came, there was a big storm on the sea. I believe we all understand it is very terrible when we travel on the sea, if we see the storm. So now the storm came to the disciples. The Bible tells us the storm was over there up to the fourth watch of the night. Do you know when is the fourth watch of the night? Fourth watch of the night is actually 3 to 6 o'clock in the morning. When the evening came, they already went on the lake, went on the sea, and then the storm came up to them. Now it was 3 to 4 to 6 o'clock in the morning. So we can imagine these disciples must have been fighting against the storm for at least 6, 7, or 8 hours. So after fighting against the big storm on the sea for 6, 7 hours, do you think they were tired? Definitely, they must be exhausted already. Not only that, they were not only just tired, they were very worried. They were very scared. That's what we can easily understand. Now the question comes. Who asked these disciples to go to go from one side of the lake to another side? That was Jesus. Jesus asked them to go from one side of the sea to another side. Does Jesus love his disciples? Definitely. These are the disciples Jesus called. So Jesus loved them. Who is Jesus? According to Matthew chapter 8, verse 27, the wind, the storm, the sea, all obey to Jesus. So Jesus has the power to control the wind of the sea. So now we know Jesus loves his disciples, and he has the power to control the wind. And he asked his disciples to go from one side of the sea to another side. So why did Jesus let the storm happen to these disciples? Did Jesus know his disciples had trouble on the sea because of the storm? Definitely, he knows. According to Mark chapter 6, he clearly saw these disciples fighting against the storm. So why he did not control the sea so that there would be no storm, so that these disciples can have a very easy traveling on the lake? Why he did not do that? I think that would be great if these disciples can travel on the sea without any storm, and then they can enjoy the scenes of the Sea of Galilee, and then maybe they can bake the fish caught from the lake, and then eat the baked fish, and then praise the Lord by saying hallelujah, something like that. So why God did not let these disciples having a great, wonderful trip? We don't know. But what does it mean? It means even the disciples of Jesus fully followed Jesus, there could be still a bigger storm. But when these disciples faced the storms, Jesus already saw it. Jesus already knew it. So it is the same thing to our life. We follow Jesus, but in our life, we could still face storm. However, we should not worry. Why? Because God already know everything. Already know we are going to face this storm. And he know whether we are able to handle it in these storms. So this is the first very important spiritual lesson we can learn from this story. No one can be exempt from the storms of life, but God knows it already. I want to repeat it. No one can be exempt from the storms of life, but God knows it already. We all already accepted Jesus as our Lord, as our Savior, and we love Jesus. Jesus loves us as well. But we should not think we would have no storm because we accepted Jesus already. No matter how you love Jesus, how you fully follow up him, in our life, there will be still storms. Just like these disciples. They went from one side of the sea to another side. According to what Jesus asked them to do, they still had very big storms. So it's the same thing in our life. In the Bible, God never promised to us that we would not have any trouble, any trial, any difficulties in our life if we follow up him. Actually, in John 16, verse 33, Jesus clearly claimed that in this world you will have trouble. When Jesus said this, he was saying to his disciples, he said to his disciples, in this world you will have trouble. Jesus never said we would not have any trouble in this world. in the hymn number 75 of the Red Hymn Book, the hymn said, God has not promised skies always blue. God has not promised smooth roads. So dear brothers and sisters, in our life, if we face some storm, if we have trials, don't be surprised. No one can be exempt from the storms of life. These disciples went from one side of the sea to another side. We know these disciples, most of these disciples grew up in the Sea of Galilee. And some of them were seasoned fishermen. They are very good at the Sea of Galilee. But when they faced the storms, they were still very tired. They were still very scared. In our life, maybe we have very good professional skills, but you may still be laid off. You may be well prepared for your future life, for example, for your retirement, but you may still have a lot of trial. You are not prepared. The Bible never says, if we are well prepared financially, we will not face any financial problems. These disciples, some of them are seasoned fishermen. They have a very good skill to trap on the lake, but when they face the storm, they're still very tired and still very worried, very scared. In our lives, it is the same thing. I remember in the year 2008 to 2009, there were lots of layoffs in different companies. In the company I worked for, there was also layoff that time. And that layoff was very terrible. They laid off people from one side to another side based on the actual physical space. So just like the wave. So it's very terrible. You can clearly heard somebody say, oh, now layoff is close to me. Now layoff is already over here. So it's very terrible. And one of my colleagues, who is also my best friend, Mr. Wong. So he ran away from his area to my area, to my desk. He came to me. He said, it was very painful when I was laid off. It was really painful. And I asked him, you were laid off quite a few times. Why were you still so scared? He said, because I was laid off a few times, I knew clearly it was really painful. So now when layoff comes, I feel very scared. And then I try to comfort him. But actually, when I was comforting him, I was very scared too. Even I was never laid off. Even I was experienced layoff quite a few times in the company I worked for, but when one more layoff came, I was still very scared. Mr. Wang was laid off quite a few times from different company, but when one more layoff comes, he was still very scared. He feel very painful. So dear brothers and sisters, we are all very limited. we are all very weak. We all need to rely on our God to help us, to help us to stand firm when the storm comes. So this is the first spiritual lesson we can learn here. No one can be exempt from the storms of life, but God knows it already. So please don't be surprised. Please don't be scared when one more storm comes to you in your life. Now let's look at the second part of the story. In the second part, Jesus showed up to his disciples. In the first part, we already mentioned, before Jesus showed up, these disciples faced storms, and they were very tired, they were very worried, they were very scared. So now, in the second part, Jesus showed up to them. When Jesus showed up to them, don't you think these disciples will be still scared? Every problem will be solved? Actually, the Bible tells us when Jesus showed up, these disciples were even more scared. Why? Before Jesus showed up, they were scared. Now Jesus showed up, come to them. Why they were scared? Why they were even more scared? The Bible tells us when Jesus showed up, walked on the lake to them, they could not recognize that was Jesus. They thought that was a ghost. That's why they were even more scared. And the Bible says they cried out in fear. When Jesus came up to help them, they could not recognize Jesus, so they almost cried out in fear. Later on, when Jesus told them, "It is I, don't be afraid," then their fear was gone. They feel safe. However, later on, one more person became more scared again. Who is it? That was Peter. Why Peter was scared again? When he walked on the sea toward Jesus, he was walking on the lake. And we know Peter was a seasoned fisherman. He must know why he was able to walk on the lake. That must be because of Jesus. Jesus made him walk on the lake miraculously. But even though after he walked on the lake for a while, probably he lifted up his head, and then he saw the wind. He saw the wind. It made them scared a few minutes ago. Then he became scared again. Jesus was beside him. He was walking on the lake toward Jesus. And he already knew Jesus made him to be able to walk on the lake. But when he saw the wind, he was still quite scared. Why? In verse 30, it tells us it is because he saw the wind, and then he became more scared. But Jesus was beside him. Even he saw the wind is very big, why he was scared again? Actually, at verse 31, Jesus told us why Peter was even more scared. In verse number 31, the Bible says, "You of little faith, why did you doubt?" The reason Peter was scared again is because he had no faith on Jesus. He was doubt. Why he was doubt? What was he doubting about? He was doubt. The way is so big. How can Jesus control it? I am walking on the lake, but now I'm almost sinking. How can Jesus save me? That's what he was doubting. Why he was doubting about that? Because he did not know Jesus that well. He did not fully know Jesus can control the storm, can control the wind. So in second part, from verse 25 to verse 31, Peter was scared twice. For the first time, when Jesus showed up, he could not recognize it was Jesus. Second time, he was scared again because he did not know Jesus very well. He did not know Jesus could control everything, including the wind he is facing. So now we have a very important second lesson we can learn here. To be fearless of the storms, you have to know God deeply. Why these disciples were scared when they facing the storm? Because they did not know Jesus very well. Even they knew Jesus, but they could not know him very well. So if we want to be fearless, if we don't want to be scared when we face the storm, we have to know God deeply. So this is a very important second lesson we can learn here. To be fearless of the storms, you have to know God deeply. But how to know God deeply? One thing we can do is read the Bible. Bible tells us about God very clearly from different aspects. So we have to read the Bible clearly. We also have to pray to our God to build up good relationships with him so that you can know God deeply. One senior brother who is very godly, in his life, he had experienced a lot of trials. And after every trial, his relationship with God became closer and closer. So he's a very godly brother. One time, he had a trial again, and his brothers and sisters from the church came to his house and prayed together with him. So these brothers and sisters prayed for him. In their prayers, they mentioned the trials the brother faced and asked God to help him. And then it was this brother's turn to pray. However, his church brothers and sisters find in his prayer, he never mentioned the trial he was facing. And then after the prayer meeting, they were very wondering, and they asked him, "Why in your prayer you never mention the trial you are facing?" And here is what this blessed said. He said, I only spend time to ask God to let me know him, to let me know how great he is. Because I don't need to tell God how great the trial I have. I only need to tell the trial I have how great my God is. He said, I don't need to tell God how great the trial I'm facing. I only need to tell the trial I'm facing how great my God is. God knows how great the trial we are facing. But we need to tell the trial we are facing how great my God is. So we need to know, before we tell the trial how great my God is, we need to know how great my God is. So dear brothers and sisters, we all need to read the Bible, all need to pray every day, all need to find out how God helps us in our daily life, no matter how big the event you are facing is. We can always try to find out how God helps you, and then gradually you will know how great our God is. And then when you face the storm, you will be fearless. So this is the second spiritual lesson we can learn here. To be fearless of the storms, you have to know God deeply. So now let's look at the third part of the story. The storm was over. Let's try to imagine what happened. When the storm was there, these disciples were very scared. And Jesus showed up, and later on, the storm was over. So after the storm was over, do you think these disciples were very happy? Are very sad? Definitely, they must be very happy, very joyful. They must celebrate something on the boat. But the Bible doesn't tell us how they celebrate, how they were joyful. Because that's not important. What is important? The Bible tells us, after the storm was over, they realized Jesus truly is the Son of God. And they also bowed down to worship him. After the storm was over, they were not just happy, they were not just joyful. They realized Jesus is truly the Son of God. And they bow down to worship him. This is the very important lesson we have to learn. This is the third point from this story. No more fear after the storms, but it is the most important to worship Lord. I believe in our previous life, we faced some storms. We faced some difficulties. When we had difficulties, usually we come to pray to our Lord, ask him to help us. Sometimes we also ask our church members, ask pastors to pray for you. That is very good. You did the right thing. However, I find mostly after the difficulty is gone, after you pass through the crisis, normally, you would like to say something like this. I'm so lucky. I'm so lucky I know that person. I'm so lucky he helps me. I'm so lucky my church member helps me this, helps me that. This is okay. Nothing wrong with that. However, mostly, we forgot the involvement from God. You forgot the contribution from God. You only remember your contribution. You only remember some contribution from your family member or from your friends. You forgot to realize God was involved in your crisis. He helped you. He protected you. And after the crisis, mostly you may not bow down to worship Him. You may not know Him better. And you may not be even grateful to Him. So dear brothers and sisters, after we pass through any difficulties, we all need to think to find out how God helped you and bow down to worship Him. One senior couple came to a beach with their little grandson to play on the beach. Suddenly, one big wave came over, and the big wave took the little boy to the sea. So the grandpa and the grandma were very scared, because their little grandson disappeared. So they almost cried out. After a few seconds, one more wave came back and brought their grandson back. So the grandpa held his grandson very, very closely, and of course was very joyful because his lovely grandson came back. But the grandma was not happy. And the grandpa asked grandma, "Hey, our little boy came back. Why are you not happy?" The grandma said, "Few seconds ago, my grandson was wearing a hat, but where's the hat? Why the wave did not bring the hat back to us?" The grandson came back. She was not that happy, was not that grateful, because she was thinking the hat. In our life, sometimes we are also like that. After some trial, we are not grateful. We do not realize what we get from the trial. We do not realize we already experienced God. We already experienced God's help, God's protection. But we just focus on something we lost, which is not that important. So dear brothers and sisters, here's very important third point. No more fear after the storms, but it is the most important to worship Lord. After your trial, if you could not realize Jesus is truly the Son of God, if you are not grateful, if you don't spend time trying to figure out how God helped you and you need to bow down to worship Him, then your spiritual life will not glow, even you already experience lots of trial. So that's why sometimes we experience lots of trials, but we don't glow up that much. So may our Lord help us after we face every trial, after we pass through every difficulty, we all need to realize Jesus is the Son of God. We all need to bow down to worship Him more. So this is a very important third point. Once again, no more fear after the storms, but it is the most important to worship the Lord. So today, we totally learned three very important spiritual lessons First one, no one can be exempt from the storms of life, but God knows it already. So when you face a storm next time, don't need to worry too much because God already knows it. Second point, to be fearless of the storm, you have to know God deeply. So dear brothers and sisters, let's all spend time to read the Bible, to pray to Him every day. Try to know Him deeply so that you will not be scared next time when you face storm, when you face an unexpected storm. Third point, no more fear of the storms, but it is the most important to worship Lord. When you pass through any trial, after you give thanks to your friends, to the church members, don't forget to give thanks to our Lord. And don't forget to bow down to worship Him. May the experience of Peter and these disciples facing the storm on the Sea of Galilee be an encouragement to each of us. The storms we face can bring us a deeper knowledge of God, and we can be fearless even in the terrible storm of the life in the future. May God bless each of us. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for your love. We thank you for your grace. We also thank you for every trial we faced on to face. Because you know all of the storms we faced on we are going to face. And we always help us, protect us when we are facing any storms. May you help us so that we can know you better, know you deeply after we pass through every trial. We thank you for your love again. In Jesus' name we pray.